Brad Paisley, and then on the Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. Well, I told you I was going to have a guest, but I have two guests. I'm pretty excited. From Grays Harbor College, Kelsey is back, and she brought with her a friend named Johnny. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Now, this is pretty exciting. Kelsey, what do you do at the college?
I am the accessibility coordinator. I also do entry registration, and I'm an advisor.
Okay. And Johnny, what do you do?
I am the recruitment and admissions manager. So my job is to go out into the community, recruit a lot of community outreach, and just help folks apply to the college.
That's cool. That's a good job.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have something really cool happening coming up in a couple of days, and I thought it would be a good idea for you, instead of me talking about it all the time, maybe you could share a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, so we have the Spring Information Fair. Johnny and I are the heads of this event. It's actually on March 2nd, so this Thursday from 10 to 2. It's in the Shermer Building, which is the big building at the top of the campus in 4134B.
Okay, and what does this consist of? What are you doing at the meeting?
So at the meeting, we're mostly providing information on how to enroll in Grays Harbor College. We know for a lot of folks, enrolling in college can be a long, complicated process. Mm-hmm. So we're just there to really bring a lot of information, you know, help folks go through the application online. I'll be there for folks if they have any questions. And then just get a tour of campus, just get a little bit of the college experience.
Is it easier than people think?
It's a lot easier than people think, especially when we have people available there. And what's really cool, too, is it's actually TRIO's National Day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So they're actually going to be going around campus and like helping with tours on campus and
that's
doing
great.
Special events themselves.
That's
too.
Very cool. So who can come to this?
Anybody.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been thinking about coming to the college. Now's your time to get in there. Instead of waiting for somebody to get on the phone or trying to get help online, you actually have people right there.
Exactly. And we're going to have games, mindfulness tables, which is something that I like to do with my accessibility part of being on campus. We're going to have some snacks. And Charlie the Choker is going to be there, too.
Oh, that's always cool. That's a cool little costume. Oh, it's not a costume. It's real. But I know what you're talking about. Now, okay, so that's happening on Thursday.
Yes.
Now, you have something else happening on the 11th, which is not too far away. What is that?
So, yeah. So, next Saturday, March 11th, so we are going to have a Spanish language event. We haven't had one of these in a while. It's going to be on Grays Harbor College in the 4000 building.
Okay.
It's going to be from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Okay.
And it's called Camino al Colegio. And so, we're inviting a lot of our folks from the Hispanic Latino community. Come and get some information in Spanish and English as well. We're going to have some food there and just provide a lot of resources for folks to kind of similarly really see what the college application process looks like.
That is great. I love it when you come because you always have opportunities for everyone to be part of the college, which is like so much better. Back in the day, it wasn't quite like that. Back when I was a young whippersnapper. But
exactly.
You guys do a great job.
Yeah, we really try to make sure we're really inclusive at the school and make sure that students know that we're here to support them.
Awesome. Well, thank you for stopping by, you guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I